Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to LMCU Ballpark in West Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps play game number 2 in their 6-game series. Hello there, Adam. Let's turn this up a little bit. Hello there, Adam.
There I am. Hello there. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Well, yesterday, you weren't here. The Lugnuts fell 14-5. West Michigan's offense has had a way of solving the Lugnuts pitchers, and it happened yesterday to Jack Perkins, to Kumar Nambiar, Rock Whittlesey, and to Hunter Breaux.
Yeah, it kind of felt like one of those games we saw last week against Dayton where they got up and blanked the nuts, and this has been a West Michigan team. You said it. They figured out the Lugnuts pitching over at Jackson Field before the Lugnuts were able to kind of wrap things up in that weekend set against them. And then same thing yesterday. They go up 11-0, end up putting 14 on the board. Lugnuts going to have to do a much better job containing that potent offense of West Michigan if they're going to even up this this series at one apiece.
Let's go right into the starting pitching matchup because Brady Basso is getting his second start for the Lugnuts today.
Yeah, Brady Basso, was great to see him come back a couple years on the IL. He last pitched with the Nuts a couple seasons ago, and we saw him make that debut off the IL at home against Dayton, where he went just an inning and two-thirds, no blemishes, 3 strikeouts, just 1 walk. Interested to see what the limit is today for him, Jesse. How long do they potentially extend him, and can he be effective against a really good offense?
Christian Fernandez follows him. Fernandez was roughed up the last time out there against the Dayton Dragons. On the other side, it's Willyander Moreno who gets the start. It's his 7th appearance. 5 have come out of the bullpen prior to this, and he had 1 spot start. He's gone 10 1/3 innings. He has allowed 1 unearned run. So the Lugnuts offense, there's your challenge.
Yeah, the Nuts, it doesn't get any easier, right? I mean, you got to slow down this offense, but then you also have to take on a good Whitecaps pitcher in Willyander Moreno. So hopefully they can do that today in a pitcher-friendly park and kind of get things moving. They didn't score until the 8th inning yesterday, Jesse, so you've got to get some runs earlier in this game. We've talked about this Lansing Lugnuts squad. They're much better when they score and get ahead first as opposed to trying to come back, especially on the road.
Now there is some roster movement coming into this game. Caden Schenkel goes on the injured list and replacing him. Coming up from single-A Stockton, the Michigan Wolverine, Clark Elliott has arrived in high A.
Yeah, we're excited for him, Jesse. You and I thought potentially we've been doing our off-day podcast throughout the season that we thought before the season began that maybe Clark Elliott would start in Lansing. They end up starting him in Stockton, and the 22-year-old, great numbers down there through 26 games, and hopefully he can bring up another lefty In the lineup, which, as you mentioned, with Caden Trinkle going down, is going to be key, but can he continue to provide some offense? The Nuts need that.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. Well, earlier today, I had the chance to catch up with Lansing Lugnuts Sport Performance Coach Stephen Thayer. Here's my conversation with Stephen.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Lansing Lugnuts Sport Performance Coach Stephen Thayer. Stephen, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
What was your path to Lansing, Michigan?
Well, it's funny. It's almost like a homecoming for me. I did my undergrad out in California. I grew up in San Francisco, Oakland area, cheering for the A's. And then did community college out there, went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and then went to Michigan State for my grad school. And so it's now great coming back. And I'd worked with all their sports at Michigan State, football, basketball, volleyball, women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball. From there, went to Modern Day High School in Southern California, and then picked up a job in the Dominican with the Giants. And then 1 year from there, was here I am in my second year with the A's.
Modern Day. Did CJ Rodriguez know that you were at Modern Day?
Yep. Yeah, we talk about it. I wasn't there when he was there, but we do talk about it. Yeah.
That's awesome. This is an obvious question, but how old were you, where were you, when you figured out this is the career path you wanted to pursue?
I had a really good strength coach in high school, I basically, first year of college, I wanted to go the sports management route. I wanted to go be the next Billy Beane, and I realized there was a lot of math and economics and business classes that I really wasn't into, but I really gravitated towards the anatomy and the actual kinesiology classes. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to go the training route, and I love sports. I played football in community college. I played baseball my whole life. So it was like, all right, I got to go this route. This is for me.
And your sports background, what positions did you play in baseball?
I was an outfielder.
How good of a hitter?
I was a contact guy, hit for average. I ran the bases really well. I was pretty good in everything, except I didn't really have a good arm. So I think that's what held me back at the end of the day.
Which outfielder on this Lugnuts team do you think that guy has my game?
Actually, it's Trinkle. It's Trinkle, yeah. We had similar speed game, top of the lineup, good contact, good eye, and really, really impressive range in the outfield.
That's baseball. Football, what were you?
Believe it or not, I was a place kicker.
Yeah.
So
I believe that. Mentally tough.
Yeah, right. I had a soccer background, and so I took that into kicking in high school. It was a lot of fun, although my hips are paying for it right now.
No. That's something I'd never even considered. Like, every single job, every single sport, it's going to wear down a part of your body with all the repetition.
Sure.
Kicking wears down your hips?
Yeah, it was, and you know, that's also part of why I got into strength conditioning is, even though I had good strength coaches, and it was something that I was like, okay, clearly I didn't take care of my body well enough when I was playing, and now I try to impart some of that wisdom onto the players of, hey, you may not feel any pain right now, you may be perfectly healthy, but we got to get on top of things and make sure that you're good in the long run. So that's why I was like, all right, like, strength and conditioning, I'm going to keep these guys resilient.
And Modern Day, and I would argue with Stockton and perhaps here with Lansing too, you were introducing these players to the different tools that they need, the exercises, the stretches that they need to understand their body better, right? To make sure that they're taking care of their body better.
Absolutely. You try to provide them with a library and a wealth of resources of, all right, you know, here's a bunch of exercises you can do for your hips, your ankles, your T-spine, you name it, and you specialize to their needs, but eventually you hope that as they go through the levels, they find a routine that really works for them.
Stockton, you work with these same guys here in Lansing. There's a lot of the same players. What kind of improvement, progress have you seen from these players that you were with last year and this year?
Yeah, I think 11 of them were with me from the start to finish of last year and then got them here. So there's a lot of familiarity, which is good because we got a great rapport and I can build on the foundation that we did last year. But I think to answer your question, the biggest improvement is maturity. I think, not that they were bad in Stockton, but there's a great level of understanding now of, all right, this is what's expected of me, this is what I need to do. I think they're really crushing it. I mean, they take good care of themselves so far. They're very receptive to coaching. They're like, hey, I know what the I know what my job is on the field, and this is going to really help me. So I think the maturity is really, really good.
Midwest League is famous for it's cold and windy and brutal for the first month of the year. How does that affect your job?
That's a good question. You know, you always talk about the heat in the summer, and that was something we had in Stockton. It was, you know, we didn't have any postponements or delays. It was always, it was super hot. So you're preaching hydration. You're preaching, okay, you know, make sure you're getting the right nutrients in your body. And it's almost, you still do the same thing in cold weather. You still need to be hydrated, but because your body is going to, it's going to take a little bit longer to warm up. So a little bit longer stretches, a little bit longer active warm up.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, stretching can be misconstrued as, all right, am I static stretching? Am I just, you know, kind of sitting down, hitting a hamstring stretch, or am I actually like getting up and doing some dynamic movement? And so in the colder weather setting, try to do more of the dynamic piece versus in a hotter setting. Try to, you know, maybe they don't need to warm up as much, but I do need to get some mobility, so it'll be a little bit more static stretching based.
Steven, I appreciate this. This has been great.
Thank you. Thanks for chatting. I appreciate it, too.
Learned so much from the sport performance coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, Steven Thayer. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasso, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The West Michigan Whitecaps are currently taking the field. We're getting closer and closer to first pitch. Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts. And in fact, the Lugnuts have filtered out third base side from their dugout. The Whitecaps from the right side, from the first base side. Adam Jaxa rejoins me right now. Adam, it seems to me the first thing for Lansing today is getting off to a very good start. We talked about that in the Dayton series. That remains true here today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been true, Jesse, for the last few years, this entire season. I mean, it continues. The Lugnuts score first. They usually are winning those games or having a chance to win those games. When they don't score first, usually the result is not what they want. So that's going to be key today through the first few innings to get off to that early start offensively, especially.
Down to the field we go for our national anthem.
Beautifully sung down there at the field as we join you from LMCU Ballpark for the Lansing Lugnuts and West Michigan Whitecaps' eighth game this year. The Lugnuts looking for a bounce back after a 14-5 loss yesterday. 74 degrees and sunny. It is gorgeous. With the call of the game, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, let me deliver the introductions. to today's starting defense for these West Michigan Whitecaps. And let's begin in the infield. The catcher, Eliezer Alfonso, who homered yesterday. A line drive hooked just inside the right field foul pole, your choice. First baseman, Dylan Paulson. At second base, Jace Young. At short, Danny Ceretti. And the third baseman, Isaac Pacheco. In the outfield, Justice Bigby is in left. And right field, that's Carlos Mendoza. And in between them, the youngster Roberto Campos, man center. That brings us to the man on the mound, number 33, the right-hander. You know, Adam, there's only been one Willie Ander to ever play professional baseball. And there he is, Willie Ander Moreno.
It's a great name, and he's having a great season, as you touched on a little bit in the pregame, Jesse. Making just his second start as they've moved him into this role. He's been typically a guy out of the bullpen, but wow, he's only given up one run. It was unearned. How about 8 strikeouts so far? 10 strikeouts, rather, in his 5 performances and only 3 walks. And the first time he faced the Nuts, back on April 11th, he went 3 innings, gave up no hits, no runs, no walks, with 2 strikeouts, fastball, slider, and a changeup for the non-drafted free agent that was brought on in January of 2018. And he is out of Venezuela.
Game number 28 in the Lugnuts' 27th season in existence. A Wednesday, May the 10th, from Comstock Park, Michigan, with the American flag hanging at half-mast, is breezing and rippling left to right across the field. Johnny Butler, Jack Winkler, Max Muncy, the first three. We're ready to go. And at 6:38 p.m., the first offering sprayed foul over to the left side. Strike one to Johnny Butler. We are 3 minutes late, just as we were yesterday.
6:38. Goodness.
6:38. Well, you know, you got to allow the people to come in from their traffic. Line drive foul off to the left side, nothing and two. They have had games here in West Michigan where they have told me, we don't want to start it yet. We still are dealing with a little bit of traffic. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to our left side. And then bounding down from sweet level, air to the seats, the count maintains nothing and two. Johnny Butler, nobody on, nobody out, the pitch, outside, 1-2. Our home plate umpire is Chad Patterson. The bases umpire is Brandon Tipton. Butler comes in hitting 208. The pitch, a ground ball rolled over right side, snatched up by second baseman Mendoza. Or I should say Jace Young, but those to first to get the out. Jace Young records the first out of the ball game. Butler retired and bring up Jack Winkler. Winkler and Daniel Susak yesterday singled and walked in 5 plate appearances. Both of them extended their on-base streaks. Here's the pitch. Outside with a breaking ball. Ball one. Moreno offers at the letters for a called strike, and the radar gun here says 89 miles an hour. Winkler, with that batting average resting at 222, pops up this pitch right side in the infield. The pitcher Moreno is sticking his head in, but called off, and the first baseman Paulson makes the catch down the line and foul ground. 2 up and 2 gone. So bring up Max Muncy.
Well, we talked about it, Jesse. You want that early start for the Nuts, especially yesterday after going scoreless through the first 7 innings, but so far not the start they were looking for.
Moreno from the first base out of the rubber deals. There's a strike called. Muncy yesterday had a slow start to the game, and then Adam, his final plate appearance, he poked an RBI single through the right side. Can he spark something? 2 outs, nobody on. He swings and misses. Strike 2. Off speed. You know, Lansing coming into play today in first innings of games. They'd scored 14 runs this year. But Muncy goes down swinging. Side retired. Moreno's first strikeout ends a perfect first. So, no is your answer. And we're going to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing nothing. West Michigan coming up against Brady Basso.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this. We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Willyander Moreno. And now to the bottom of the first, Brady Basso on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts. Taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps, Roberto Campos, Jace Young, Danny Ceretti. The Lansing defense, Clark Elliott, and his Lansing debut is in left field and center field, Junior Perez. And right, Johnny Butler, first Danny Bautista Jr. Alex Campos is at second, Max Muncy at short, Jack Winkler at third, and the catcher, Daniel Susak. Brady Basso deals. Roberto Campos, a check swing foul back on the high fastball. That's strike one. Here's Adam with more on Brady.
Yeah, the 25-year-old Jesse hadn't pitched since June 15th of 2021 before he debuted last week.
Here's the pitch. Campos swings and lines it foul, late on the fastball, off the right side, strike two.
And he looked good in that opener spot, 1 2/3 against Dayton, one walk, three strikeouts, no runs allowed. We'll see how he does today.
Yes, we will. Basso readies, winds, throws the 0-2. Down and in, there's the first off speed. Secondary stuff to go along with a fastball and a cut fastball. The curve is great, also the change. One ball, two strikes. Campos batting right. Takes the curve a little low. Boy, if that ball dropped into the zone, Campos was helpless. Two balls and two strikes. Hands over the head, kick in the pitch. Chopper hit on the right side. To his left, the second baseman, Campos, grabs. And the throw over to first. There's out number one.
Well, that worked out perfectly for Campos. Not many times I feel like where the ball is hit to the lefty over there so you can run towards the bag and throw on the run, as that was a nice high hop for him and a weak contact for the first out for Brady Basso.
Jace Young is the next batter. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike called. Yesterday, Jack Perkins started off the first inning. 10 pitches, 7 strikes. It was really easy. The rest of the game, not so easy. Scoreless here. Line drive, center field. That baseball falls for a base hit in front of Perez. He gets it in. Jace Young has a one-out single. And after 17 hits yesterday, hit number one for West Michigan today. Danny Ceretti, the switch-hitting shortstop, bats right. Basso throws. Curved him. Strike one called. So Ceretti, Adam, his batting average is down to .316. Yesterday, West Michigan had those 17 hits, and Ceretti had none of them. He had a miserable game. Took an 0-for. Curveball is lined into left field. A base hit. His game today is better. Up to second base, Young stops right there. The throw comes into shortstop. Danny Ceretti yesterday, 2 strikeouts, 2 double play grounders. But a knock in his first at-bat and back-to-back singles have runners at first and second with one out. Justice Bigby coming up. Bigby's hitting 200. I stand corrected. Hitting 200 against left-handed pitchers like Brady Basso. 3 for 15. Here's the pitch. High, very high.
You said there were some double plays in yesterday's game?
There were so many. Brock Whittlesey got two. Hunter Bro got two. West Michigan got it into double plays in the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Wouldn't you like to have one here?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. Nice to get one in the first.
At second, Young. At first base, Soretti. No score, one out. The pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. 1-2 for Bigby. And yesterday's series opener, Justice Bigby, three hits, couple of singles, a double. He drove in three runs. Moving up in the order, too. He batted eighth yesterday, batting fourth today. He takes a fastball high. Now the count is 2-2. Wind blowing left to right. Center fielder Perez playing a couple of steps toward right center. Here's Basso's pitch. Fouled away over to the right side. Stay at 2-2. You can find us on social media, by the way. Find us online at Adam Jaxa for Adam. ADAMJAKSA for me at Jay Goldstrass. JGOLDSTRASS. The pitch. Ground ball foul off his left foot. The curve ball from Basso there. Bigby spoils another. And the count holds.
Well, Jesse, just as much as we talked about the top of the first being important for Lansing to get some runs, it's even more important to keep West Michigan and that potent offense off the board in the bottom of the first. So Basso with some work to wiggle out of this jam.
Brady has his sign from Susak. Deals. High. Three balls and two strikes. I worry too, Adam. We know that Basso's pitch count is limited. Restricted him last time out to 1 2/3 innings, and he didn't even throw all that many pitches. Two on, one out, payoff. Outside for ball four, and the bases are loaded on the walk to Bigby.
Concerned that maybe he doesn't get through this first inning, or maybe the first inning is it, because Christian Fernandez already getting loose over there in the bullpen.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Well, Isaac Pacheco is the batter. And here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. This Whitecaps offense is playing with such a high level of confidence. We saw it in Lansing, Michigan back in April. We saw it yesterday in the opener against some good Lugnuts pitchers. Teams have not done what West Michigan did to Jack Perkins. Perkins was limited to just three innings yesterday. Pitch count got elevated, allowed a home run to Eliezer Alfonso.
I mean, there's a reason they're the number one team offensively in the league. You look at it that they're sitting up there, average nearly 260 as a team. They've knocked out 29 homers, 10 triples, 56 doubles. They've scored 142 times, and Lugnuts trying to deal with that this week here in West Michigan.
We're ready to roll. Isaac Pacheco's the batter. A left-handed hitter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pulled right off of it. At third, Young. At second, Soretti. They both singled. At first, Bigby, who walked. One man out. No score in the first inning. Basso shakes off a sign. Agrees. Pacheco waits. Here it comes. Down and away. With the off-speed. One ball, one strike. Need I go through what Pacheco did yesterday? Set a single game high for West Michigan this year with four runs scored, three hits and a walk. The pitch reaches out, yanks it foul, bouncing right side off the slow Basso curve. One ball, two strikes. And the on-field MC Bob Wells put to work immediately to go over and get that baseball and bring it out of play.
Yeah, it's not just all about the half inning or in between work for Mr. Wells down there.
There's no me in Bob. That is a team player.
No I in Bob either, yeah. Jesse.
Like him to ground it right back over there. Go back to the well. A 1-2. Fastball away.
Some opportunities here to close out at bats. Wasn't able to against Bigby. Missed close a couple times. That's a close miss there to Pacheco.
Bigby, Cerruti, and Young surrounding Basso. The deal. Ground ball. It's a foul ball up the right side. Whew. Danny Bautista Jr. trying to cover that line. There were a couple of times yesterday, and Pacheco is one of them. Put a ground ball inside that line and where Bautista Jr. could not reach it. And fielders all back. They are looking to turn two. Brady Basso is a strikeout pitcher. Pacheco has been susceptible. The 2-2. High. Count is full. 23 pitches so far for Basso. On deck, Eliezer Alfonso. John Beller's warming up in the Lugnuts pen. The pitch, Pacheco whacks it foul to the left side. We'll stay right here. Reminds me of that Justice Bigby at bat. Brady Basso got out in front of him. And then a couple of fouls before he earned the walk. Three balls and two strikes. Again the payoff. Swing and a miss. He chased up and in, and the fastball strikes out Pacheco.
Well, you said it, Jesse. Got away with one right there. That was inside. Maybe that's exactly where Basso wanted to put it, to entice him. A little risky there on a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded. But Pacheco went swinging for it, and that is a huge out for Brady Basso.
Here now, Eliezer Alfonso. No score in the first inning. Bases loaded, two gone. The pitch, high to Alfonso. Switch hitter batting from the right side. He has two home runs this year, and they both come against Lansing. Yesterday, 2-for-4. Home run, single, walk. Knees slightly bent. Basso's pitch. Line drive left side, taken out of the air by shortstop Muncy. Side retired. Bases left loaded. Two singles and a walk. Basso does not allow any runs. He gets out of it. And we go to the second inning. A scoreless game in West Michigan.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We really appreciate that from Ken, from Vince, from Alex, from Russ, all the voices that you'll hear bringing us back from breaks. Adam Jaxa went out. He asked everybody if they could do us a solid, and they did. They're good people just like that. We go to the top of the second inning. No score. On the first offering, called strike one to Daniel Susak. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa, the man who reached out. Right-hander Willyander Moreno's pitch. Front door breaking ball misses inside. One ball, one strike on Susak.
We've got some talented broadcasters in this org, eh?
People who respond to correspondence. The pitch is down low. Two balls, one strike. Righty-righty. Moreno offers. Susak taps it rolling foul right side.
Daniel Susak, 1-for-4, single, walk, and yesterday's opener. Comes in hitting .269. He has reached base in 10 consecutive games. Here's the pitch. Outside, and the count is full. Susak followed by Bautista Jr. and then Elliott here in this top of the second inning, 4-5-6. Payoff. Strike three called on the outside corner. He thought that he had drawn another walk. Home plate umpire Chad Patterson says no. Susak still conversing, but that's a second strikeout for Moreno.
Yeah, that was a tough one right there on the outside corner, but it looked like it was on the plate. Yeah, Daniel Susak, he's frustrated down there, didn't think so himself. Great spot so far from Moreno.
Danny Bautista Jr. fouls off the first pitch fastball, strike one. Well, Leandro Moreno is not very good to start up this year with Double A Erie. Allowed 7 runs in a couple of appearances. Been better with West Michigan. Deals. Ground ball up the third base side. Off the backhand, knocked down by Pacheco. Picks it up, wings it across, and that's not handled cleanly by Paulson. Throw was arriving late anyway. Bautista Jr. is on. A one-out base runner, the first of the game for the Lugnuts.
Yeah, great to see for Danny Bautista. Isaac Pacheco, tough play there as a hard hit ball. They're going to rule it a base hit. And probably the correct call because it was hit so flush down there to third. And nice job by Bautista to run it out. And Lugnuts needed a base runner. They get one.
Danny is on, and here's our first look at the native of Barrington, Illinois, out of the University of Michigan, Clark Elliott. One on, one out, no score. Elliott bats left. Righty deals. Outside, ball one. You know what I heard, Adam, about Elliott is first, that his approach is polished and mature and advanced, just up from Stockton. Rano's pitch. Fouled away, over to the left side, off the rooftop, then bouncing into the suites. One ball, one strike.
So my question then becomes, Jesse, how long before this man flirts with that leadoff spot?
Well, he is a leadoff hitter. At Stockton, he hit leadoff pretty much the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
1-1. Inside corner, strike two called. And he replaces the Lugnuts leadoff man, Caden Schenkel, going on the injured list earlier today. And that's why Elliott was brought up from Stockton.
I like today, though. Put him down in the sixth spot. Kind of let him feel things out in his first high A game.
Bautista Jr. runs. The pitch is outside. A throw down to second base. Tails first base side. Tag drop down. No, and missed by the shortstops already. Bautista Jr. dodged around it, and he's safe. And I tell you what, the bases umpire Tipton was right there, right on that play to make that call. Brian Pena, the manager, will take up the argument for his player. But Brandon Tipton appeared to have a great angle to see if the shortstops already tagged Bautista Jr.
Yeah, ball beat him there. It's that classic. Usually there's an out recorded when the ball beats the runner there, but an excellent job by Bautista. Kind of that swim move, Jesse. Get the left arm out of the way, come back in behind with the right arm, and he did so before the tag got on. That's really well done.
Fourth steal of the year for Danny in 5 attempts. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Elliott. Teammate in scoring position. 2-2. Fly ball, center field, in comes Campos, makes the catch. Bautista Jr. back to second. 2 gone.
That's too bad for Clark Elliott. Had an opportunity potentially at his first RBI, and actually a nice inside-out kind of line drive swing, but it held up there in a big outfield for Campos to make the grab.
Just in watching Clark Elliott for his first Lugnuts at-bat, it's easy to see that that swing is short and to the ball. Well, here comes Saheed Valenzuela with a chance to drive in the game's very first run. Switch hitter bats left. Here's the toss. Comes in and hits him. Moreno plunks Valenzuela. Lansing with runners at first and second now.
You sure it hit him, Jesse? He didn't even move down there.
He did not. He stood there like a statue and watched that ball veer right into him. Hit by a pitch for the first time this year.
You want to use Ernie's, he stood there like a house on the side of the road. He definitely did, and he got plunked.
That's for the house watching the world go by. That watched the baseball drop in, trick or treat. Alexander Campos now, who knows a little something about getting hit by pitches. The pitch to him swerves outside, ball one. Well, how about this?
A ground ball down to third for an infield single. A steal of second, that's dubious. In the Whitecaps' minds, a hit batter, 2-1, 2-out, no score. Righty deals to righty, the 1-0. Line shot, base hit, left field for Campos. Windmill for Bautista Jr., he's around third. He comes in to score. The throw from left comes in toward third base. An RBI, a single for Campos. Valenzuela stopping at second. Lansing grabs the game's first lead. Lugnuts 1, Whitecaps nothing.
Baseball, a game of opportunities, Jesse. West Michigan, bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the first. Brady Basso is able to wiggle out of the jam, and here with two outs, as you mentioned, an HBP, a little infield single, a great maneuver to swipe second, and then Campos delivers with two outs, and this is the early start we were talking about for Lansing.
Next up, the number 9 hitter, Junior Perez. Perez, the check swing, strike one call, the fastball inside corner. He had some good plate appearances yesterday, Junior did. And in the Lugnuts 5-run top of the 8th inning, he started it with a line drive single up the middle. It ended with a deep drive by Perez to center field that Campos flagged down. 2-1, 2-out, 1-0 Nuts, the pitch. Line drive, base hit, center field, Perez around third base. Here comes Valenzuela to score. Throw it a shortstop from Campos in center as the Lugnuts Campos, Alex, stops at second. Junior Perez delivers the RBI single for a 2-0 lead.
How about the bottom of this order right now in the clutch hitting? Two outs in the half inning. They get back-to-back singles. That after Valenzuela was hit by a pitch. And, Jesse, these are the first two earned runs that Moreno has given up all year.
Slow walk out to the mound by the West Michigan pitching coach, Dan Rickaball. I'm telling you, Junior Perez appears to be turning the corner, too.
You knew he wasn't going to struggle all year. It's just part of the game. It's part of the process. And every player goes through it at some point in time. He fight through that battle, and great to see him getting on base and a nice swing right back up the middle there.
Full infield mound meeting. West Michigan's bullpen is now up and they're stretching, but everybody is doing a different kind of stretch, right? They've got one player stretching at his elbows, one player stretching at his shoulders. Nobody is in concert. Now you've got a player down there who's warming up as if he's Rocky. Little sparring practice.
I love it. The personalities down there. It's great.
Yes. Well, they're ready to go, and so are we. With Campos at second and Perez at first, two outs, two runs in for a 2-0 lead. Johnny Butler's the batter, and he sprays foul the first pitch up at a sweet level. It knocked over the popcorn, and then it fell down into the seating bowl below. Popcorn everywhere.
Oh, no.
Well, left-handed batter Butler waits. The right-hander sets. Kicks and deals. Fouled straight back. The woman who the popcorn is at her feet. She just sat there. She proceeded. She gave it a look. She shakes her head. She's eating something else in her other hand. There's a youngster wearing a baseball cap. He was looking around as if to say, it's not my fault. No, it's Johnny Butler's fault. We all understand that. Moreno's 0-2. Line shot, right field, base hit, Butler. At third base, windmill for Campos. Throw to the plate by Mendoza. Up the third base line, the run scores. A throw to third base is in time. Perez tagged out, and the side is retired. But the RBI single for Butler means three straight RBI singles. And Lansing takes a 3-0 lead to the bottom of the second inning from LMCU Ballpark.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three straight RBI singles by the Lugnuts in the top of the second inning. And the Nuts lead West Michigan 3-0 with the lefty Brady Basso returning to the mound. Paulson Crouch Mendoza 7-8-9 to oppose him. Lefty deals to lefty. Dylan Paulson takes the curve for a called strike. Alex Campos, Junior Perez, and then Johnny Butler giving the Lugnuts the game's first lead. Basso delivers. Fastball away. One ball, one strike. Junior Perez ending the top half of the second inning, getting thrown out at third base, trying to advance in the Butler RBI single. Basso offers. Curveball grounded foul right side into the West Michigan dugout. That curve is becoming more and more of a threat for West Michigan's offense. And meanwhile, the right-hander Christian Fernandez is warming up in the pen. A windup, a 1-2. Fastball up and away. In the first inning, Brady Basso labored. With one out, singles by Jace Young and Danny Cerretti. Then he walked Justice Bigby on a 3-2 pitch, and that loaded the bases. It's 2-2 here. Check swing. It was down and away. On appeal, did not go. Count is full. But Basso came back. He fanned Isaac Pacheco on a 3-2 fastball. And then he got Eliezer Alfonso on a line out to short. And then his offense took things from there. Here's the payoff. Paulson bounces. Foul wide of first. So the count staying 3-2. We'll try it again here. A fastball thumped foul down the left side. Good swing by Paulson. Dylan Paulson comes in hitting 232 in 16 games. He had a single and a double and a walk yesterday in 5 trips. Basso with the payoff. Up high, ball 4. Lost him with a high fastball. And West Michigan gets another base runner. The Whitecaps yesterday were 9 for 17 with runners in scoring position. They have opened up today 0 for 2. And with that, here comes the manager, Craig Conklin. So it appears Basso got only one batter in this second inning, and he is done. 35 pitches, 21 strikes, one inning plus. 2 walks, 2 singles, 1 strikeout. Thus far, no runs. And Christian Fernandez will take over.
Yeah, just not as efficient. He didn't give up any runs, but a lot of traffic, as you mentioned, through an inning of work and then bleeding into that first batter here into the second. So Basso continuing to kind of find his groove and rhythm here as he's just back for the second time in a couple of years. And now it's really imperative for Christian Fernandez. As you mentioned, Jesse, the last time out, he really struggled. We've seen some really good stuff from him at times this year, usually relying upon how that off-speed stuff is working. If he can locate with it, he is really tough to hit against, and hopefully it's working here tonight, because this is a really tough lineup, as we've talked about, for West Michigan.
Going back to that last outing for Christian on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you,
Thank
too.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Christian, in the first inning, he faced 10 Dayton Dragons. From that point on, unless your name was Ruben Ibarra, he was really good. Ibarra homered against him in the third inning, and then again in the sixth inning. But aside from that, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and sixth, he worked 5 1/3 innings in all. Ibarra the only good swings. It's just that first inning started to snowball off of him.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the case for him. And he's just going to find a way to tweak it a touch. Again, we've seen really good stuff. 2 runs allowed or less in his other 3 opportunities on the hill. didn't quite have his best stuff against Dayton. Can he re-find it again today? He's been pitching consistently, so I feel good about his opportunity. I'm sure he's excited to get back on the hill after that performance against the Dragons.
Well, the whole story about that Dayton series, a little bit with Quad Cities too, was the big innings kept on biting Lansing. That was not the case yesterday. West Michigan didn't have big innings. They just kept having innings. They kept scoring two runs here, three runs here on their way to the 14-5 win. While they were denied in the first inning in the bases loaded threat, now here in the second, nobody out. Dylan Paulson at first base. He has not tried a stolen base attempt this year. Christian Fernandez is greeted by Josh Crouch, batting eighth. The DH waits. Fernandez sets, kicks, throws. Outside, ball one. Look over this West Michigan offense, Adam, with me. West Michigan has so many lefties that they can use. Young, Myers, Murr, Pacheco. You can keep on going right down the list, right? Carlos Mendoza's another lefty on deck. A ball one offering from Fernandez. Check swing. Strike called on the inside corner. They don't have that many righties, but they pack them in. Josh Crouch, a right-hander, in the offense today. Roberto Campos, Justice Bigby. And so I'm going to submit something to you. I think that this today was the right-handed hitting lineup against the lefty starter Basso. 1-1 stays outside. I think that Brian Peña saw a lefty on the mound, and he put together a lineup to combat a lefty. So Campos batting first. Justice Bigby batting fourth. Josh Crouch, who rarely plays, making his sixth start of the year. And then Brady Basso goes out and goes one inning plus one batter. 2-1 pitch from Fernandez. Ground ball past the diving Winkler. Base hit in the left field. Up to second base goes Paulson. A single for Josh Crouch. Ball relayed in by Clark Elliott.
Yeah, it looked like he hung the breaking ball there, Jesse. Just too much plate, and give credit to Crouch. He didn't miss it.
I mean, all of this to say, you would like the right-hander to bear down on the few right-handed batters who are getting the start today. But the right-handed Crouch comes through. And now Fernandez with two on and nobody out, protecting a 3-0 lead. Faces Carlos Mendoza.
Yeah, Lugnuts are living dangerously. All these base runners for West Michigan got to tighten that up, and hopefully Fernandez can work out of a second straight jam for the Nuts.
Fernandez throws, bunt shown, laid down toward third. Winkler comes in, gloves, goes to first to get him. Batista Jr. receives. Sacrifice successful. Crouch up to second, and Paulson over to third with the top of the order coming up.
It really is pretty to see how effortless that is for Jack Winkler. Flying down the line, a swift flick of the glove to go get the ball and throw on the run. Perfect to Bautista. Well-executed bunt by Mendoza, but great play defensively by Jack.
I think if you're the Lugnuts, you take an out. West Michigan just gave you an out. You know how many sacrifices that is for them? Roberto Campos, the batter. Righty deals to righty. 3-0 Nuts. Breaking ball down and away, ball one.
I feel like this is your favorite stat.
Yes.
You love to bring this up.
Yes. How many sacrifice bunts have the Whitecaps laid down as a team before Mendoza just a moment ago?
I would guess none.
One. One all year by Eliezer Alfonso, their catcher. Ball one offering, Fernandez. Outside again. I look at that and I say, they're the best hitting team in the Midwest League by a wide margin. They do not use sacrifice bunts. Why? Why here? Why now?
It is interesting.
Right?
You got the top of the order coming up, but with how many base runners they've had reached so far.
Fernandez is 2-0. Down and away. He has not come in looking sharp out of the bullpen.
Mm-mm.
So he could walk Campos, bring up Jace Young, and Lansing could be a double play ball away from getting out of another bases loaded jam. I have a favorite time to ask for a sack bunt. I'm not fully against bunting. This wasn't it. Here's the 3-0. He swings away and flies it out to right field. Johnny Butler down the line. Butler over, makes the catch. At third base, Dylan Paulson tags. He's coming for the plate. The throw in, cut by Bautista Jr. Over to third base, crouches. Paulson scores. A sack fly by Campos. Out of this case, the sacrifice bunt set that up. West Michigan is on the board, down 3-1. Adam, I can apologize, right? That sacrifice, in this case, helped make that fly out by Roberto Campos meaningful.
No need to apologize, because you never know what happens if he gets to swing away in that at bat.
Crouch at third, two outs for Jace Young, batting left. Pitch is on its way. Check swing foul off into the screen.
By the way, both Compass is getting each team on the board with their first run today.
That's right. Alexander Campos for the Lugnuts started off the string of the three straight RBI singles. Alex from Cumana, Venezuela. Roberto Campos, meanwhile, out of Havana, Cuba. At 0-1 from Fernandez. Young swings and misses, stepped in the bucket, and waved through a big curveball. No balls and two strikes.
That's the filthy curve, Jesse. That's what we need from Fernandez. When that thing is on, good luck at the plate.
By the way, Brady Basso's line is now complete. The runner that he left on, Paulson, has scored. An 0-2 from Fernandez. Bent it down low, and this time Young just took it.
Jace Young doesn't look like a happy camper in his photo up there.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know if that's a scare tactic to the pitcher that gets to see him up there or what, but he is Mr. Frowny Face.
I think that the West Michigan marketing crew caught him on the wrong day. Chase, you want to take a photo right now? Yeah, quick, cheese. 1-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. Probably his face looks like that right now. Christian Fernandez freezes him and ends the second inning. A run on a walk, a single, a sacrifice bunt, and a sacrifice fly. Not a runner left at third base for the Whitecaps. We're going to the third. Adam gets the call. Lugnuts leading 3-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there. It's a beautiful evening for baseball on the west side of the state. And it's a 3-1 Lansing lead here at LMCU Ballpark. The sun is out, 75 degrees. Oh, this is what it's all about. May 10th, 2023. The Nuts got three consecutive RBI singles in the top half of the last frame to take the lead. So back up they come in the third. First pitch to Jack Winkler is in there, strike one. It's Willyander Moreno that's back out there. Starter with the fastball, slider, and the change. The pitch, swing and a miss. There was the slider right there. No balls, two strikes. Moreno, 6 foot, 160-pound, 24-year-old. Through his first six outings of the year, he had not given up an earned run until tonight. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. Gave up an unearned run against Dayton back on April 22nd. Those first four outings were out of the bullpen. Swing and a foul tip. That gets down low, one ball, two strikes still on Jack Winkler. And now he's started his last two against Beloit. He went four innings, gave up five hits, but no runs. Now giving up three runs to the Nuts here on four hits. 1-2 pitch. Whacked foul third base side as that bounds towards the bullpen area. One of those difficult spots in terms of the time of the game right now, coming up at 7:30, where it shadows in the batting circle for all three down there, the umpire, catcher, and the batter. The pitch up high inside, 2-2, and then it's sunny on the mound and the rest of the diamond really outside of some shadows in deep left. The pitch, swing and a miss. 86 there. That one looked like had some movement from left to right. That's the third strikeout for Willyander Moreno. Jack Winkler now 0 for 2. But we will take this all day. Absolutely gorgeous. They're starting their games earlier this year in West Michigan. Here's Max Muncy. First pitch. Ooh, nearly got him. Stays inside. Ball one.
He was trying. He was leaning in.
One of those, do you dip your toe in or not? He kind of turned the shoulder. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. 3-1 Nuts. We're in the top of the third at LMCU Ballpark. 6:35 starts for home games for West Michigan. The pitch. Bouncing ball heading back towards the middle. It's taken away left by Ceretti. Spins, throws one hop to first, but it pulls Paulson off the bag. That's an infield single for Max Muncy, and he's aboard with one out in the third.
I think people forget how fast he can be. And so when he simply puts the ball in a play, and he did so right there, right up the middle, put it on the ground. That ball was sharply struck, difficult play Ceretti. And then with that speed, Danny Ceretti has to rush himself. There's no chance. Now Max can cause some damage on the bases.
And love that the Lugnuts, Jesse, continue to put pressure on Moreno, getting guys on. Here's Daniel Susak. Lifted, shallow left. Oh, that's going to stay in the infield, actually. Ceretti takes a couple of hops to his left, and he's got it. Weak contact there. Timing was off. Good pitch from Moreno. There's two outs.
You just go back, though. Yesterday, the Lugnuts only struck out six times, and there were games in the Dayton series when the Lugnuts just weren't striking out. Now, things weren't coming through, but this team is putting the ball into play a lot recently.
And that is a big key. 251 strikeouts coming in. First pitch. Breaks in there. Strike one against Danny Bautista Jr., who had an infield single to get things started for the Nuts in the second. They then scored three runs with two outs on three straight RBI singles. Lead by two here in the third. The pitch. Runner takes off. Pitches outside. Throw is high, but it's in time as the tag put down by Jace Young on the back of Max Muncy. Looked like he was going to get there because that pitch or the throw down to second was high, but not to be. Nice throw from Alfonso to put it in the area, and Young get the tag. And the Lugnuts will get no runs in the top of the third as we head to the bottom of the third here at LMCU Ballpark.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the bottom of the third we go. Lansing over on the west side of the state taking on their hated rivals, the Whitecaps. The Detroit Tigers affiliate, and so far so good for the Nuts in front 3-1. After losing 14-5 in the opener yesterday, we will be here all week long and enjoy our time here in West Michigan. Some great people over here. The Lugnuts hoping that they can even up the series tonight. Christian Fernandez begins his first full inning. Swinging a bouncer off the plate, weakly hit towards second. Campos times it up, slings to first quickly and just in time to get this speedy Daniel Ceretti one down on one pitch.
That's not something we've seen a lot from this West Michigan team, has been swinging early and getting themselves out. Now that is where we look at Christian Fernandez and we say, if the past holds true, if he gets stronger the more he's out there on the mound, watch out.
Love to see that from him. Justice Bigby steps in. First pitch in there on the inner third. Strike one. 3-1 Nuts in the bottom of the third. Only a couple other batters that had swung within two pitches. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Young and Cerretti both had at bats end in two pitches. Those were singles in the first, as Jesse mentioned. It was a first pitch ground out to Cerretti to open the third. Fernandez is 0-2. Line drive out to right field. Drops for a base hit in front of Butler. And Bigby continues the theme for Whitecaps, having base runners in every half inning to start this game.
That's an area that Fernandez can improve upon. He gave up an 0-2 high fastball for a home run to Ruben Ibarra in the Dayton Dragons series. That's 0-2 on two great breaking balls. That fastball has to be higher. You want to elevate it, get these batters to climb the ladder with you. The ladder can't be a step ladder.
Hadn't given up a home run coming into that game against Dayton, and he gave up two. First pitch into the lefty, strike one to Isaac Pacheco.
I want to go back, though, last inning. Remember the curveball he threw Jace Young, and he said, That's the curve? We're seeing the sharpness in his breaking stuff. Secondary stuff is looking great.
And that's the key for Fernandez. From the stretch, the 0-1. There is the breaking ball, a touch high, maybe outside, but it was right there. Doesn't get the call from Chad Patterson, but that's the exact pitch he went to in pitch two against Bigby and dropped it in for strike two before giving up the line drive single. Fernandez checks over at first. It's all righty, throws home. That's down low. Two balls and a strike to Isaac Pacheco, who struck out in that crucial spot in the first. Remember, Lugnuts lead here 3-1, but they were in danger of giving up the game's first run and potentially a big half inning. Brady Bassa was struggling. Bases were loaded, one out. And on a 3-2 count, Pacheco swung out of the zone on a pitch in on the hands, struck out, and then the Nuts got out on a line drive to Muncie in the next pitches. Swing and a miss. He chases here out of the zone. Two balls, two strikes.
That's a 2-1 fastball. And you and I have noticed, when Christian Fernandez throws his breaking stuff early for strikes, that sets up the fastball great. On 2-1, you don't expect the batter to help you out and chase above the zone.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Dropped it in beautifully. There's the breaking ball, strike three, and Pacheco is gone for a second time on strikes.
I mean, the first curveball should have been a strike. That one absolutely was, and there's nothing he could have done about it. He basically struck himself out with the fastball because he's helpless against the curve.
Second strikeout for Fernandez. That was tremendous. Now Eliezer Alfonso stands in the way of a scoreless bottom of the third. The pitch home. Takes it outside, the switch hitter that stands in the left side of the box. Ball one. 3-1 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the third. All four runs came in the second. Three for the Nuts, one for the Whitecaps. Lansing out-hitting West Michigan just by one, 5-4. The pitch home. Grabs that outside corner. Nice pitch with the fastball, 1-1. For Fernandez, four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. And again, when his curve and his slider are on, he is something special to watch. And that's what we had seen from him in his first three outings. One of them against West Michigan. The pitch comes in tight. Two balls and a strike. He went 4 1/3 innings back on April 11th against West Michigan. Gave up three hits, no runs, no walks, and had six strikeouts in a 5-2 win. That type of performance is what Lansing needs tonight to even up this series two games in. The pitch home. Line drive out to right center field. Butler quickly coming over to pick it up. It's another hard hit single. And they're at first and second with two outs.
It's another case, too, where it's his fastball that's getting hit.
When does he start to work backwards, Jesse? We watched, and in a lot of his outings, he's been able to work backwards in counts where he's feeling comfortable and confident, and he's hitting consistently with that breaking ball. Does he potentially start to change that up and see if he can attack these batters backwards?
Well, the big key is the fastball has to be used off of that. You can't shelve it entirely. You just have to keep the batters off of it. And he so far hasn't been able to get them off of it.
Dylan Paulson steps in. First pitch up high outside. That was the fastball, and it was way up and out.
This is where I'd go right back to that curve. That curve is treating him well.
I mean, even if you can utilize the off-speed stuff and throw a fastball not in the zone, but again, getting a chase on a pitch, you can still utilize all the pitches and keep the hitter off balance. A 1-0 pitch. There's that slider in. 2 balls, no strikes. 3-1 Lugnuts. We're in the bottom of the third at LMCU Ballpark. Good crowd on hand on this Wednesday evening. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all week long for Lugnuts and Whitecaps. The pitch on the ground, actually a line drive left center field, and that is heading towards the gap. Elliott cuts it off, but around third, here comes Bigby. He's in to score. It's a Dylan Paulson double, and it's a one-run game in the third.
It's also a mistake by Clark Elliott in left field. He pump faked towards short. He looked towards second. He threw it to third, and because he threw it to third base, that allowed Paulson to move up to second.
That's first game for Clark Elliott here at the high A level. And just like that, where you thought maybe they are going to rule it a double for Paulson, by the way.
That's an unusual scoring decision. He had stopped.
So he gets the extra base hit. And now it's Josh Crouch. First pitch. Lifted out to right center field. This is tailing towards the gap in trouble, and it's headed towards the track and down towards the wall. This brings in both runs, and into second goes Crouch with his second hit, and West Michigan has their first lead. It's 4-3.
Now that's breaking ball. That's the breaking ball away. And Josh Crouch puts his second great swing on a Christian Fernandez pitch against it. This is the explosiveness of this West Michigan offense.
Three straight hits, absolutely showing the explosiveness as Don Schulze trots out to the mound. Exactly what Lansing did, Jesse. They kind of came out of nowhere with their rally. Three runs on three hits with two outs. And here comes West Michigan. You think, well, you give up the single and there's two outs in the third. You just got to get one more. Well, Alfonso and Paulson get a single, a double, and then Crouch fouls with a double. So three straight hits, two extra base hits, depending on what you think of the scoring decision. And now it's a 4-3 game, and Lansing, they're just not built to win these high-scoring affairs. They need good starting pitching. And you build a lead, you work hard to get those three runs, and now in less than two innings, you give up that lead.
Yes, that's the key. Adam, when you look at how many runs that the offense has scored this year, the Lugnuts have only scored above six runs in one game. And you'd love the offense to pick it up a little bit, but the pitchers have to help them out.
And Fernandez usually has been pretty good. Carlos Mendoza steps in, ball one. The other tough part here is this is the bottom of the order. And not to say that West Michigan isn't capable. They've got good depth in their lineup. They've showcased that, having one of the best offenses in the league. But six, seven, and eight guys coming through with three straight hits. The pitch, that's in there, inside corner, strike one to Carlos Mendoza. He laid down that sacrifice bunt in the second inning. They got just one run out of it. Lansing now trailing 4-3. We're in the bottom of the third at LMCU Ballpark. Fernandez set the pitch home. Good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, 1-2. Josh Crouch at second with two outs. Lugnuts led 3-1, but a big third inning for West Michigan with four hits and two doubles and three runs in. The pitch home. Looped foul, third base side. Lansing averaging just under four runs per game. Just to back up your point that they haven't put together a ton of high offensive performance games this year. While the opponent for the Nuts averaging up over 5 runs per game as they sit a game below 500. The pitch. Whacked foul again on the breaking ball. And that shows you the credit to how good this staff has been. They've really relied on the pitching. I mean, you even go back to how they swept Great Lakes to start the year. They did not do much offensively, but they pitched it so well up there, and now the current first place loons. Got swept at home by Lansing to open the year because of that pitching. 1-2. Again, swatted foul left side. Mendoza hanging around here as he's fouled three straight off. Certainly doesn't help that Caden Trankel is down on the IL. You lose your power bat in Lázaro Armenteros as he got promoted up to Midland. The pitch home. out to right field. That's going to drop and head towards the wall. It's cut off by Butler, but around third, speeding in is Crouch. And over to second, sliding in safely is Mendoza. It's a third triple, or a third double rather, and a fourth straight hit for West Michigan. 5-3, Whitecaps.
What really hurts here, it's not just the hits, it's who they're coming from. That's the bottom part of the order. And struggling hitters coming through. Carlos Mendoza has not hit this season. One reason why Brian Pena asked him to drop down a sacrifice bunt earlier in the game, just to give himself up to help out the team. And he comes through, which means here come the bigger bats.
And he's doing that all contact after contact, fouling pitches off, and then squares one up. So West Michigan seeing the ball well from Christian Fernandez. And the Lugnuts desperately trying to get that final out here. Boy, things have spiraled in a hurry. And a great three-run performance in the second, and all of a sudden a four spot for West Michigan. They're up two. Back to the top of the order for Roberto Campos. The pitch. Breaking ball hit hard past the diving third baseman Winkler into left field foul territory. Around third, Mendoza's in to score. Another double as Campos stops at second. That is now four straight doubles for West Michigan.
It's a first pitch breaking ball, Adam. And so they're trying to change things up, trying to go to the hook. And Christian Fernandez hung it.
It's the same thing we saw against Josh Crouch. Josh Crouch got the breaking ball. First pitch, whacked it out. That's now five straight hits and four straight doubles. And Jace Young, the ninth batter to come to the plate in a five-run third. The pitch home. Swinging a bouncing ball, foul, first base side. Strike one. I should correct that. A six-run third inning. 6-3, West Michigan. I forget, it's a manual scoreboard, so they've updated the six in the run column, but they have not updated the five yet in the three-inning run column. We'll give them some slack. It's a lot of runs and hits coming in here. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Jace Young, who's already 1-for-2 in this game, coming up for a third time.
You're right. Imagine the kind of hubbub that's going on beyond that hand-operated scoreboard.
Putting them to work tonight.
They're running.
And it's both teams that have been lighting up the scoreboard through the first three innings. The pitch. Breaking ball down the first base side, rolled and handled by Bautista Jr. He tags the bag. That was another hanging breaking ball, but Young missed it. And the Lugnuts finally are out of the jam. Five straight hits, four straight doubles, and a six spot for West Michigan. And they are up 6-3 after three at LMCU Ballpark.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the top of the fourth we go. Lansing all of a sudden with a lot of work to do. They give up a five-run third inning, and it's now 6-3 thanks to six hits and four straight doubles from West Michigan in that lengthy bottom of the third. Here comes Danny Bautista Jr. First pitch, turns the shoulder, grabs the inside corner. Strike one. Willyander Moreno had given up three runs in the second, but all of a sudden he comes back out with a lead. Second pitch, swatted foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. The Sun has now covered the entire front of the infield and is inching towards the mound, where the rest of the diamond still in the brightness. The pitch reached down and poked out to shallow center. Back goes Young from second, reaches, and it's over his head, looping down. Just a little poke works for a second hit for Bautista, and the leadoff man is on for the Nuts.
Don't look now, but Danny Bautista Jr. has been one of the Lugnuts' best offensive players.
Yes, he has. I mean, his first one, he's not doing too much, Jesse. He hits it in the infield, but hit it hard to Pacheco, who couldn't handle it at third base, and he reaches on the infield single, and then just pokes this up over the second and shortstop. Here's a ball that's on the ground, scooped up by Paulson. Throws to second. Cerretti comes back to first to Paulson. It's late, and Clark Elliott beats out a double play. So he reaches on the fielder's choice, one away. So Bautista didn't last too long on the bases there, but either way, great to see him put the ball in play, and it's working out. Nuts are going to need some more base runners. They trail 6-3. We're in the top of the fourth. And now here comes Saheed Valenzuela, the switch-hitting DH. The pitch. Saheed takes it in for strike one. Valenzuela batting from the left side with the righty Willyander Moreno on the hill. 5'8", 185-pound, 25-year-old from Somerton, Arizona. He waits. The pitch. Shot foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes.
Nearly a great piece of hitting. That third base line is wide open. Isaac Pacheco is way off the bag. And that was designed by Saheed, trying to slap that ball down the line.
And it really, you said it. I mean, that's a perfect spot. If it lands fair, that's a double. The pitch. A little bit inside. One ball, two strikes.
And Danny Bautista Jr., subtly, so offensively productive. Saheed Valenzuela has put together some strong games in a row. He's getting more and more playing time, and he's taking advantage of this.
Six hits in his 26 ABs this year, average up to 231. Pitch, chopper high off the plate on one hop. Paulson Fields now trying to tag Valenzuela. He does so three quarters of the way down the line, and there's the second out. Elliott advances to second. You hope that that one on its high hop off the plate would have gotten a little bit more arc, because if it did, it would have given Valenzuela more time to speed up to first base, and Paulson was running out of time quickly, waiting for that ball to come back down. Here's Alexander Campos. The pitch, swatted foul, first base side, out of play, strike one. It was Campos that got the scoring started for the Lugnuts in the second. After a base hit and an HBP with two outs, an RBI single, Lansing on the board 1-0. They trail 6-3 in the top of the fourth. The pitch. On the ground, weakly hit to the left of second. Over there is the shortstop, Cerretti. Fields throws to first. Paulson snatches. And there is the final out of the fourth. So they leave the fielder's choice from Clark Elliott stranded at second. We head to the home half of the fourth with Whitecaps doubling up your Nuts, 6-3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Ah, yes, everybody's favorite half inning, the bottom of the fourth, trivia time coming up here on the Lansing Lugnuts broadcast.
I mean, the bottom of the ninth inning always is pretty good, too.
That's true, but you know the Lugnut listeners love the bottom of the fourth. That's where we get to test their baseball knowledge. All right, so coming up here, Daniel Cerretti leads off. Christian Fernandez, first pitch. Swatted left field side, just to the left of the chalk.
Whew.
That was close. And Cerretti, strike one.
If that line drive had stayed fair, that belonged in the bottom of the third inning. But because it was foul, we'll allow it into the fourth.
That's right. Jesse's talking about four straight doubles for the West Michigan Whitecaps. Shout out to Logan working hard at the Whitecaps and a Central Michigan Chippewa bringing us a water and a pretzel coming for Jesse as well. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike two.
No, I canceled the pretzel order.
Oh, you did?
I canceled it, yeah.
Oh. Well, bummer.
That's okay.
The pitch. Breaking ball. High hops towards first on one bounce. Bautista reaches forward, snags it, and tags the bag. And there's one away. In that third inning, four doubles. Paulson, Crouch, Mendoza, and Campos. They were all in a row. So Lugnuts trailing 6-3, hoping Christian Fernandez can have a much easier fourth inning, and then the bats need to get going for the Lugnuts. All right, here's Justice Bigby. The first pitch, twisted foul up into the light blue sky and out of play. Strike one. All right, trivia tonight is not Lugnuts related. It's not A's related, but I think it's a fun one. From the windup, the pitch home from Fernandez. Lifted deep to right. Butler is going back over towards the lines, hustling, and that ball is fair off the wall, and Karam's back out. Around first and into second is Bigby. It's another double for West Michigan. Butler did everything he could to try and track it down, but it landed just inside the foul pole and hit off the wall. So now it's Isaac Pacheco that comes up. That is now five doubles for West Michigan, and they're already leading 6-3.
That reminded me very much of a Ben Malcherry swing from earlier this year. Inside out, right-hand stroke to the right side with power.
First pitch to Pacheco. Breaks a little bit low. Ball one. Some big-time home run hitters in Major League Baseball in the career of the game. One of them, Hammerin' Hank Aaron. You heard of him, Jesse?
I have, yes.
755 home runs. The pitch. High-hopping ball towards second. Couple of steps to his left. Campos sets. Throws the short way to first. And there's the second out. Bigby gets to third. So the question tonight, out of the 755 home runs from Hammerin' Hank Aaron, how many of those were inside the park home runs? That's your question tonight. You can write into us with your answer or your guess at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The email for the broadcast booth, the pitch, breaking ball, low and inside, ball one to Eliezer Alfonso. Of the 755 home runs from Hammerin' Hank Aaron, how many of those were inside the park home runs? We'll answer that one for you in the seventh. Righty on lefty, the pitch home. Alfonso takes it down low, 2-0.
See, young Hammerin' Hank was really fast.
I know. So this is a tricky one, I think. But it correlates with baseball today, May 10th. Today, May 10th, 2023. The pitch home. That's popped up. Left side of the infield, foul territory. Susak mask off, throws it to the right of him and makes the catch in front of the Lugnuts dugout. Well done by Daniel Susak. And that's going to do it. So this time the Lugnuts do a much better job of limiting the damage, even though a double is recorded again. They give up no runs. Nice job by Christian Fernandez. Let's see if the bats can get going as we head to the fifth. 6-3 Whitecaps. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play when we return.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And onward to the fifth inning from LMCU Ballpark in Comstock Park, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The score is 6-3. The Whitecaps have scored six unanswered runs after Lansing had a three-run top of the second inning on three straight RBI singles. Two of those singles came from Junior Perez and Johnny Butler. On this fifth inning, we'll begin with Junior Perez laying down a bunt but foul off to the left side and strike one. The man on the mound, right-hander Aaron Haas, has taken over out of Amarillo, Texas.
Go Sod Poodles.
Do you know what they call the Sod Poodles?
Yeah, Sod Poodles.
The Soddies.
Oh, you're talking about the team.
Yeah. A chopper hit left side and fell.
I was thinking gophers, woodchucks? I don't know here, Jesse.
No, Sod Poodle is a prairie dog.
Yes.
But I appreciate that. Sometimes the nickname has nicknames, like the Lugnuts or the Lugs or the Nuts, the White Caps or the Caps, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps or the Caps, the Lake County Captains or the Caps.
Uh-huh.
You know how it goes. The pitch, Perez a check swing, pitch was down.
A tip of the cap for all the Caps.
Yes. Well, a tip of the cap to West Michigan for their starter, Willyander Moreno. Allowed the three runs in the second inning, but nothing otherwise. Four innings, six hits, three runs, no walks, three strikeouts. The new reliever, Haas, throws. High and away. Fastball to Junior Perez. Perez, the number nine hitter in the order. One for one, an RBI single. Righty deals to righty. Outside corner, a called strike three. Boy, that pitch, he thought, was well wide of the zone. And the home plate umpire, Patterson, disagreed.
Remember, there was Daniel Susak that struck out Jesse back in the second inning. Same type of call, outside corner, and Susak was livid. He had thrown his bat, or tossed it in terms of heading to first base on a 3-2 pitch, and he had some words to the home plate umpire, Chad Patterson.
Johnny Butler on the first pitch flies it to left field. Bigby backs up. He stops. He waits. He makes the catch, and there's two outs. Anytime I see players disagree with an umpire's call, I say you put that in your back pocket, especially if you're the catcher. And then you call for nothing but pitches there, right? You set up exactly where you thought that pitch was, and you said you gave them the call, you give me the call. And then you make everybody furious. Here's Jack Winkler, 0-for-2 with a foul out and a strikeout. Takes a fastball, called strike on the inside corner. Winkler is looking to extend a 12-game on-base streak. He has been very consistent. Haas throws. Bounced it in. Two outs and nobody on. And the Lugnuts are down 6-3.
Haas, not related to utility player for the Tigers, Eric Haas, just in case you were curious.
I was curious, sure. Winkler fouls it away to the right side. You know where Eric Haas is from?
No.
Pretty sure he's a native Michigander. Last name spelled, as Adam mentioned, the exact same way. H-A-A-S-A. Yes, Eric Haas, out of Dearborn Divine Child. Born in Detroit proper. The pitch, bouncing down and in, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, Haas was a Lake County captain, but I remember when the Lugnuts saw him when he came up through the Midwest League that he was from Divine Child. So far this year, Haas hitting .293 with the Tigers, doing well. Well, Aaron Haas, the man on the mound, a 6.75 ERA, but only 4 prior innings, deals. Winkler pops it foul, off to our right and over our heads. All accounts stays right here, 2-2. Two outs, nobody on. Haas looking for a perfect top of the fifth inning. Aaron Haas, the 17th router 2 years ago, deals. Swing and a miss, strikes out Winkler, and there's a perfect fifth inning. With a couple of strikeouts, we're halfway to the house. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning from Comstock Park. Whitecaps lead 6-3.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Whitecaps coming up for the bottom of the fifth inning. Paulson, Crouch, and Mendoza. 7-8-9 in the order, leading 6-3 over the Lansing Lugnuts. On the right-hander, Christian Fernandez returns to deal. Dylan Paulson grounds the first pitch right side. Gloved by Campos, ranging right. The throw to first, and out number one on one pitch. Paulson set down, bring up Josh Crouch. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa.
Well, this is a golden opportunity, Jesse. We've talked about it, that the Nuts need a perfect half inning just to get some confidence here. You got the bottom three in the order. Get that first out on the first pitch.
Fernandez's first pitch popped foul off to the right side. Strike one for Crouch.
Just feel like it can help swing this game a little bit. Right now, the momentum all on the side of West Michigan after they've scored, you know, the last 6 runs of the game after answering the 3 that the Lugnuts scored. And there's been base runners in every half inning for West Michigan, putting the pressure on Lugnuts pitching.
This guy has swung the game a little bit. Crouch fouls back a high fastball. Nothing at 2. He had a single in the second inning. That helped move along Dylan Paulson, who scored on a sack fly. That was the Whitecaps' first run. And then a 2-run double and a run scored in the 5-run third inning. That right now is telling the tale 6-3. Let's see if Fernandez can mow through. Deals. A ground ball hit routinely to shortstop. Muncy gloves, throws to first. Got him for out number 2. 2 batters, 2 routine outs on the ground.
And the first time we've seen that tonight, that they're able to retire the first 2 batters in the inning. Trending well.
Carlos Mendoza now. Mendoza out of Ciudad Bolivar, Venezuela. First pitch up and away, ball 1. It's interesting to me that this team, the West Michigan Whitecaps, has Carlos Peña in their starting rotation. No relation to the Major League's Carlos Peña. Carlos Mendoza is also the name of a major leaguer. He takes a ball high and away, 2-0. Carlos Mendoza played in the Major Leagues 1997 with the Mets and 2000 with the Rockies. No relation.
And Mendoza batting just above his line, 205.
Well, 2-0. Outside for ball 3. Do you know the Mendoza? Do you know the first name of the Mendoza whom the line was really named for? Mario Mendoza.
Alliteration. We love that.
Yes, I knew that you would. I first heard it was George Brett who named the Mendoza line. There's a called strike in the outside corner. Really, he just let the media know about it. Mario Mendoza played 9 years and 686 games in the majors, and he batted 215. A 3-1. High and away, ball four, base runner for West Michigan. Carlos Mendoza's on.
Jesse, how dare you mention George Brett's name with a Tiger affiliate playing? He was the ultimate Tiger killer back in the day.
He killed everybody.
Yes,
he did. The Hall of Fame third baseman. Top of the order, Roberto Campos. Here's why I defend Mario Mendoza's name. There were some years there where he batted below 200. 1975, 76, 77, 1979. There were years there where he batted above that. The pitch, Roberto Campos swings and misses, strike one. You know, in 1980, played in 114 games for the Mariners. He batted 245. And Adam, he hit two home runs. I'll have you know. Out of four home runs in his career. Runner takes off, the pitch inside. A throw down to second base, one hops into Campos' tag. In time! Mendoza caught trying to steal. Side retired, Fernandez faces the minimum. And the West Michigan Whitecaps, the worst team in the Midwest League in trying to steal, it happens again. That is the 10th time that they have been caught. 10 times caught out of 18 attempts. We go to the 6th inning. It's Lansing trailing in West Michigan, 6-3.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Five innings down, sixth inning bound. Off to the top of the sixth from LMCU Ballpark. Lugnuts down 6-3. Game two of a six-game series. Max Muncy steps in and takes a high fastball for ball one from the righty reliever Aaron Haas. Back to the mound for a second inning out of the Whitecaps' pen. It's going to go Muncy, followed by Susak, then Batista Jr. The pitch. Breaking ball for a called strike in the outside corner. 3-4-5, and if anybody reaches, Clark Elliott in his Lugnuts debut. The turn, the kick, the pitch. Check swing. Went too far on the breaking ball down and away. Max Muncy is struck out, and he is singled, but then he was caught stealing. Righty, righty. Haas offers. Swinging a dribbler full up, pulled foul at home plate, and keep it right here. Yesterday, Adam, did you see what the former Lugnut Jordan Diaz did?
Oh, I certainly did.
Diaz, 2 years ago, we saw him as a 20-year-old for the Lugnuts, and in his very first Lansing at-bat, he homered onto Home Run Hill. Oh, 1-2. Muncy chases and misses. Haas strikes him out with the off-speed. There's one away to open up the sixth inning. Jordan Diaz yesterday became the second rookie in baseball history to hit three home runs against the New York Yankees. Earlier this year, for his first Major League home run, he pinch-hit a tie-breaking and it turned out game-winning home run for the A's. Daniel Susak takes ball one outside.
Did you see the other thing Martin Gallegos mentioned? Jordan Diaz, also the first Colombian-born player to homer three times in a major league game.
Oh, that's fantastic. 1-0. Strike called on the outside corner. Martin Gallegos did a wonderful interview with Jordan after the game, talking about Jordan getting together with his grandfather, sitting on the couch and tuning into Yankees baseball. The 1-1. Susak taps it foul at home. Strike two. And so, because they could access Yankees games in Monterrey, Colombia, of course, he grew up as a Yankees fan.
That's how it works, right? I mean, you want to follow the game, and whoever's available, that's who you're going to become a fan of. You watching them or listening to them all the time.
Haas's pitch. Susak bounces right back past the pitcher. Back of second base, it's Chase Young, the second baseman, gloving, throwing to first for the out. Two down. Jordan Diaz comes from a great baseball family. Ryan Guelbas, the outfielder with the Lugnuts last year, this year currently in Stockton, we'll likely see him later on this year. He told me that he was coached up by Jordan's dad, that if you come from Monteria, Jordan's dad coaches everybody. So from the grandfather to the father, and now young Jordan Diaz, so young. Three home runs last night for the A's in New York. Ball one down low to Danny Bautista Jr.
I mean, you can't do it on a bigger stage in New York as a rookie. Very, very cool for Jordan.
Danny Bautista Jr.'s father played at New York. Here's the kick and the pitch. Breaking ball, slicing through for a called strike to from Haas. 1-1 to Danny.
Also played in Detroit, right?
Yes, he did. Well, played at New York as a member of the Tigers. 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. And then, as a member of the Diamondbacks, beat the Yankees in the 2001 World Series.
Mm. Remember that one.
As a fan, I loved that. 1-2. Driven on a line out to right field. Mendoza to his right, backs up, reels it in. That liner was starting to take off on him. But the Lugnuts go down quietly in the sixth. And that's six up, six down against the reliever Haas. To the bottom of the sixth inning, it's 6-3 Whitecaps.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The West Michigan Whitecaps, the Tigers' high-A affiliate, will send up the top of their order for the bottom of the sixth inning. Christian Fernandez returning to the mound for the Nuts. Fernandez and the Lugnuts trailing 6-3. Campos, Young, Soretti due here. It was Campos at home plate when Carlos Mendoza was caught trying to steal second base, though not by Daniel Susak. Righty-righty, Fernandez kicks, throws. Tapper, foul off to the right side. Strike one off the slow curve from Christian. For Christian Fernandez, once again, it's been the big inning. Relief Brady Basso in the second inning. One batter in, nobody out. Allowed the inherited runner to score nothing more. And then gave up 5 runs in the third inning. 4 straight doubles. He deals. Campos grounds it. Left side. Winkler gloves to his left. Spins. Throws. Got him at first base. By the way, Max Muncy, behind Winkler, gave a full-on dive. And Clark Elliott from left field cheered Max on. Max fist pumped to his teammate. All the while, Jack Winkler was making that play look fairly routine. 5-3 on the scorecard.
Look at that. Clark Elliott, a good teammate, day one. Welcome to the Nuts. That was outstanding. Great backup there by Max.
Yes. Here's Chase Young. Young lays down a bunt. In comes Winkler. He has no play. Bunt single, the old bingle for Young, who nearly tripped over first base as he was running unencumbered down the line. Be careful, Chase Young.
Well, that was perfect timing. Sorry, Jesse. I mean, Winkler just makes that incredible play, just trying to get his footing and thought process collected and doesn't have time to because the first pitch sent right back to him and perfectly done by Young.
Mm-hmm. Here's Danny Soretti. Switch hitter batting left. 6-3 wide caps, one out. On the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. In case you missed it, Clark Elliott, the Lugnuts' new left fielder. He'll come leading off the top of the seventh inning with Adam Jackson returning to the microphone for his third plate appearance. Oh, one from Fernandez. Down low. One ball, one strike. Elliott was added to the roster earlier today. Caden Trenkel placed on the injured list. So the Lugnuts injured list is now six players deep. Drew Swift, right from the very start of the year. Same thing with Osvaldo Barrios. Serafino Brito was placed on the injured list after not pitching, joining the team opening day, then never appearing. Fernandez is 1-1. Soretti lines it left side. Gloved by a leaping Muncy, who snow-coned it. And back to first base goes Soretti. Or I should say, goes Chase Young on the Soretti lineout. Two outs, home sixth inning. Justice Bigby up next. Osvaldo Barrios, Serafino Brito, and then recently Yoelvis Del Rosario made three Lugnuts pitchers on the injured list. Drew Swift joined by Josh Wainwright amongst two infielders on the injured list, and then Caden Trenkel, the outfielder, placed on the IL earlier today. Justice Bigby waits. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Skies it. Right side. Towering foul. First baseman Batista Jr. can't get there. It's back and out of play. Strike one for Bigby, who has walked, singled, doubled, and scored a run, helping West Michigan build this current 6-3 lead. Well, for Fernandez, after that five-run third inning, allowed the double to Bigby in the fourth, but stranded him, faced only four batters, faced the minimum in the fifth inning, and he's one out away from putting up another goose egg here in the sixth. Just the bunt single by Young, two outs, Young at first base, very short lead. He fires the 0-1. Just a little low with the fastball. A one ball, one strike. And in the Lansing pen, there is action. So we could be starting to see the end for Christian. Action has just begun. And it's the southpaw from Auburn, Jack Owen. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. So on one side, you look at him, you say, good for Christian, and once again, stabilizing. He gets knocked around. He comes right back. He puts up some zeros. But that big inning, that continues to be the trouble. And the Lugnuts offense will have some overcoming to do later on. Can he put this inning to bed? He delivers. Line drive pushed down the right field line. That ball is foul. Over the West Michigan pen. Bouncing down the concourse. Ricocheting right near the West Michigan Whitecaps front offices. And the fan jogs over to pick up the souvenir. With the youngster trailing behind, the adult picks it up. The kid wearing the lime green shorts now has a new baseball in his hands. And just a moment ago, that baseball was being held onto by the pitcher Fernandez. Now look at that youngster going, running happily down the hill. Looks like an older brother there to greet him and celebrate with them. 2-2 pitch from Fernandez. Fly ball pounded to right field, a towering drive. Butler's into the corner. It is gone. Daniel Susak, the catcher, thought it was foul. Home plate umpire Patterson overrules him. A two-run oppo shot for Justice Bigby. His fourth homer of the year has given West Michigan an 8-3 lead.
Yeah, just too many hard hit balls tonight against Christian Fernandez. That's now three home runs he's given up in his last two outings. Hadn't given up a home run through his first few starts. And that ball just snuck in, twisting inside the foul pole down the right field line.
His first offering, a curveball to Isaac Pacheco, called a strike.
I was just about to say this game is still in a spot where the Lugnuts could take advantage and come back.
Pacheco taps it foul at home plate, strike two.
But you get the big push from West Michigan. They score six straight after you get three, and now make it eight straight as they get two more in the sixth after three straight half innings with no runs, and the Nuts in some trouble here.
A wind-up, 0-2 pitch. Ground ball hit to second base. Loved by Campos. Here's the throw to first, and that does it for the sixth inning. Justice Bigby, though, now is a triple away from the cycle. A two-run homer extends that Whitecaps lead. Adam Jackson returns with the call going to the seventh inning. Whitecaps leading 8-3 over Lansing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
The Lansing Lugnuts need to get to work here. Just three innings left to go. They now trail 8-3. And this has been a basketball game, a game of runs. Lansing scored the first three. West Michigan has scored the last eight. And now the Lugnuts will face their third pitcher tonight. Gabe Sequeira will come in, the first lefty for West Michigan. So he takes over after two innings of work from Aaron Haas. With no hits, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. Great tonight. Here's Clark Elliott. First pitch. Jumps him back. Ball one. Elliott looking for his first hit as a Lansing Lugnut. Just moved up today with the Nuts. Takes on the lefty Sequeira, 6'205". Out of Cypress, Texas. The pitch. In there. Strike one. Kind of a side-winding action from the lefty against the left-handed Clark Elliott. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Nuts. The pitch. In on the hands. One hop to Sequeira. Gloves it on the run over towards first base. Tosses it, and then he takes a bow in front of Paulson. I don't know if that was a stretch or what that was, but there's one away on the ground out from Elliott, who's now 0-3. He lined out to center in the second. His best contact of the night, then a fielder's choice in the fourth, then the ground out there. Here's Saheed Valenzuela, who bats from the right side for the first time tonight, the switch hitter. First pitch, a little bit tall, ball one. 8-3 West Michigan. They have doubled up the Nuts in hits, 12-6, after they had 17 hits last night and 14 runs, I apologize. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Saheed. Hit by a pitch and then scored. Lugnuts, remember, got all five of their runs in the eighth inning last night. They've gotten all three of their runs tonight in the second. The pitch. A little bit tall. 2-1. So they've done a nice job of putting a crooked number up on the board for one half inning, but there's got to be more. And again, there's a lot of pressure on the Lansing pitching staff because the Nuts offense just hasn't quite been producing at a high enough rate this year. Here's a line drive the other way, and that's down for a base hit. Good inside-out swing by Valenzuela to take it the other way. One on with one out in the seventh inning.
I've really enjoyed his approach at home plate. He knows exactly what he's doing. And when the pitch comes in, he is meeting it. We saw that his last time up. He's surveying the field. And where the pitch is coming, he's going right with it and not trying to do too much.
Seventh hit this year for Valenzuela. Remember, it was this part of the lineup that helped them get their three runs in the second. Here's Alexander Campos. First pitch. Twists in there a little bit wide. Ball one. West Michigan 8, Lansing 3. Whitecaps trying to take the first two games of this six-game set on the west side of the state. They split in Lansing. The pitch, inside corner, strike one. Campos got that RBI single in the second. A stretch of three straight singles with RBIs to give Lansing that 3-0 lead. A distant memory. The pitch home. In at the knees. Strike two on Campos. His average just up over 220. Eight hits in his 36 at-bats. Driven in four this year. Just after he singled in Bautista back in the second. 1-2 from Sequeira. That's outside. Lansing playing in their 10th road game tonight. 4-5 on the road. 13-14 in their 27 games this year. The pitch home. Checked it. Didn't go around, and the ball gets up off the glove of Alfonso to the backstop. Up to second goes Valenzuela. That was a weird one right there, where it was one of those where Campos turned his hips, but he kept his bat back. And I wonder if Alfonso maybe got drawn to the movement from Campos. And because of that, it's been ruled a pass ball on Alfonso to get Saheed Valenzuela up to second base.
Yeah, the weirdness was entirely with the catcher, Adam.
Yeah.
What Elias or Alfonso was doing, I'm not sure.
Well, the Lugnuts will take it.
He fought it.
3-2 pitch. That's fought off, back off the screen.
You can see Alex Campos enter this plate appearance saying, I'm going to try to get deep, right? He started off the at-bat, no signs of wanting to swing. And right there, just trying to put the bat against the ball and spoil it. He's up here to fight.
Love to see him fight one through the infield and get a base hit and score Valenzuela. Good speed at second base. The pitch home. Bouncer, right side of the infield, over to his left. Young has it, and shallow right. Throws on the run to Paulson in time. Nearly snuck it through what was a pretty big hole between first and second. Second out, over to third goes Valenzuela.
It's a design punch. He was looking at that open right side. Just credit Jace Young for ranging left.
I mean, if he squeaks that through there, it's an easy run scored because of how weakly it's hit. You don't have to do too much. You're just trying to, as Jesse said, punch it through the open spot. Here's Junior Perez. The pitch. Twists in there, strike one. Lugnuts desperately need to get a run here and change the complexion of this game, at least get the momentum back in their favor. Eight straight runs for West Michigan. Play here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. A little bit wide, one ball, one strike, 8-3, Whitecaps.
You can feel with Perez, just like with Campos, there's no feeling of needing to be aggressive, letting the pitcher come to him. His best swings right now are all going right up the middle of the field.
Which is where he put his single back in the second. The pitch, chased that one outside, swing and a miss. 1-for-2 tonight for the nine-hitter, Junior Perez. 7 for his first 67, but the average is bumped over 100. He got through that slump, drove in his second run in that second inning. He scored 3 runs and swiped 4 bags. Bright red batting gloves wrapped around the bat. The pitch, up high as he bends back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Valenzuela at third, 2 outs. 8-3 West Michigan in the top of the seventh. Can they find a 2-out hit? It's what they got in the second. They got 3 of them in a row to score those 3 runs. Sequeira's pitch. Swing and a miss. They won't get that hit. They'll get a strikeout. The first tonight for Sequeira. The second for Junior Perez. We'll stretch and head to the bottom of the seventh. All Whitecaps up 8-3 at LMCU Ballpark.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the seventh we go. The stretch has been sung. Take me out to the ballgame. So we continue on. It's all Whitecaps up 8-3. Christian Fernandez trying to get through a seventh inning here. His first pitch of the seventh to Eliezer Alfonso. Lifted out to shallow left field. Running towards the line is Elliott. Loses his cap, foul territory. Sliding and makes the grab. He slid forward and had to reach backwards. He almost overslid there. Lost his cap in the process, but that is a heck of a defensive play. The first of, I'm sure, many that we'll see from Clark Elliott as a Lugnut. One out on one pitch. Made it a little bit harder, I think, than he needed to, but style points. Here's Dylan Paulson. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Told you we'd answer that trivia question for you in the seventh, so we'll get that to you in a moment. The pitch. Breaking ball down low. One ball, one strike. Paulson tonight. 1-for-2 with an RBI double, a walk, and 2 runs scored.
What I appreciate about Elliott, so he hasn't contributed offensively. Doesn't mean it can't impact the game.
Pitches outside, 2-1. Yeah, so many great players, even if they're struggling offensively or just not, as you mentioned, producing offensively, still found ways to affect the game in a positive manner. The pitch, that's outside. 3-1. We saw it earlier. He was having some fun with his teammate, cheering on Max Muncy on a backup play. There he's got the defense. Fits right in with this Lugnut squad. 3-1 pitch. Little bit off the plate, and Paulson has walked for a second time tonight. He's reached for a third time. All right, so with one out, 8-3 Whitecaps, bottom seven. Let's go to that trivia question we asked you in baseball history today related to Hank Aaron as Craig Conklin comes out. Perfect timing for us. Christian Fernandez looks like his night will be done as the first-year manager. Number nine, Craig Conklin heads out there. The trivia question tonight was, of the 755 home runs by Hank Aaron, second all-time behind Barry Bonds in Major League Baseball, how many of those were inside the Parkers, Jesse? Did we get any answers?
We did get answers. Leanne Cook wrote in guessing, is it one? And Paul Hammerly also wrote in with a guess of one. Paul adds, like his contemporary Willie Mays, Henry Aaron also had a 30-30 season. He was not a slow runner.
That's right, and you said it, Jesse, back in his early days, just as Barry Bonds was, a slim fit before they turned into those big home run hitters. One is correct. In the eighth inning today, May 10th, 1967, against Jim Bunning of the Phillies, Hank Aaron drives a ball to deep center field and scores ahead of the relay, his only inside the park home run among his 755 career round trippers. How about that?
Just one. You know, if he could have had a couple more, he could have set that record a little bit higher.
You know, you've said it, that the inside the park is the most exciting play in baseball. You just don't see it very often. You see it more often at Jackson Field because of the way that park is constructed and how the outfield can kick some balls around the wall, but 755 home runs, and only one of those was an inside the Parker. Pretty remarkable.
I mean, going back to last year, Adam, when we got to see Denzel Clark go inside the park home run in back-to-back games against these West Michigan Whitecaps. That's staggering. That's one more home run that was inside the park than Henry Aaron hit in his whole career.
Insanity. Baseball. All right. Jack Owen has now taken over for Christian Fernandez. Like this, the nuts going with the lefty. Craig Conklin is against this lefty lineup for the most part for West Michigan. Do have a couple of switch hitters in there. This is Josh Crouch. He's a righty. First pitch. That's a little bit low. Ball one. Jack wears number 20, the 6 foot, 6'1", 195-pound lefty, 24-year-old from Eliseo Viejo, California. This is shot out to right center field. Butler is on the run, headed towards the track, just in front of the wall, reaches up in front of the Great Lakes sign and makes the catch. A big swing for a second out.
We have seen the right-handed hitters, first Bigby, and now Crouch demonstrate some oppo power in a difficult ballpark to go deep in.
And goodness, Johnny Butler's been busy tonight out there in right field because of those big swings. Carlos Mendoza steps in. The pitch. And he takes a pitch in there for strike one on the outer half of the plate. 8-3, West Michigan leading in the bottom of the seventh. 8 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Owen set and throws home. On the outside corner, strike two. Lugnuts with 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. They led this game 3-0. They now trail by 5. Owen works from the first base side of the slab. Time called by Mendoza, who's 1-for-1 tonight. 2 of his at-bats not registered because he had the sacrifice bunt in the second. And then he walked in the fifth, so he's reached twice. Had the RBI double in the third. The pitch. That slips through the legs of Susak and over to second. Moves Paulson. 1-2 to Mendoza. Need to see if that one is a wild pitch or a pass ball. Very wild pitch is what Joey, the scorer, with a chuckle to our left, tells us.
A little bit of editorializing.
How dare I say either wild pitch or pass ball? It was clearly a very wild pitch. 1-2. That's on the outside corner, strike three. That was not a wild pitch. Well done by Owen as he froze Mendoza, and the walk is stranded at second. We head to the eighth, where the Lugnuts are trailing 8-3. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Whitecaps stick with Gabe Sequeira as we go to the eighth inning. Lugnuts trail 8-3. 1 in the second, 5 in the third, and 2 runs in the sixth inning for the Whitecaps 8. The Lugnuts only tallies all came in the top of the second. Nothing since. Johnny Butler takes ball one inside from Sequeira. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. It's good to see Gabe Sequeira back on the mound. We were worried about him the last time that these two teams faced. Butler takes inside. 2-0. Butler, Winkler, and Muncy, by the way. 1-2-3 in the order. And this top of the eighth inning. Trying to get something going down by 5. A 2-ball pitch. Fought off the hands, foul. beyond the Lugnuts dugout, third base way, then bouncing off the tarp. The fan nearly takes a tumble down the rampway. 2-1. Well, the last game of that Lansing-West Michigan series, remember all the rain, played in rain throughout. Sakara with the 2-1. Fastball up, popped out of the mid of the catcher Alfonso, who has had his troubles. Then it came back, and it hit the home plate umpire Patterson. And then Patterson just takes it himself, gets rid of the baseball first base way. It was raining and raining and raining, and so the two teams broke for an 80-minute rain delay. 3-1 pitch. That, too, is fouled off the hands into the netting. Count is full on Butler, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Now, the Lugnuts wanted the game to be ceased right there. They did not want the rain delay to end and baseball to resume. It did not feel like baseball should have been able to. It was still really raining, and there was more rain coming. But the umpires put the game back in action. Sakara's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Butler is out. Gabe Sakara was sent out to the mound by the Whitecaps. It was on April the 16th. And in this messy field condition, with the mound looking like a swamp, Sakara let loose a pitch and went immediately down and was holding his hip, was holding his foot, was holding his ankle. They took him out of the game and looked bad. Sakara to Jack Winkler. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Adam, I was worried about the worst, but as it turned out, he only missed a week and then got right back in action. So thank goodness for that. No further damage done. 0-1. Down and away. 1-1.
That's always what you worry about at the beginning of the year, Jesse, is you go from spring training for these guys in the warm weather and then come up here for a month, month and a half, sometimes 2 months before it starts to consistently get warm.
A 1-1 pitch is popped foul. Off to the right. And this ball is back and into the seats left of the dugout. Now Roxy, one of the three mascots here, had that ball bounce right behind her.
Look out, that was pinballing.
Are you okay, Roxy?
Oh, she says, get me out of here.
Yeah. No, the big worry at that time back in April, you don't think about this with regard to the injuries and the guys coming up, but the fields, can the fields take that kind of rain?
No.
And if the umpires aren't calling for the tarp, the players are in trouble. Winkler takes a pitch outside. Now the count is 2-2.
Turboloit has the leg up with the turf over there.
That's right. 2-2 with one out. The pitch to Winkler. Swing and a miss. Sakara strikes him out. Jack strikes out for a third time. He's 0-for-4. That said, last year the Lugnuts played at Beloit and...
Yeah.
The rain forced the game to be ended early. It was a mess.
You know, I picked the right games to miss. I mean, I missed the West Michigan one where Gabe Sakara had to leave, and then last year that rain fest where the Lugs were running into outs is wild.
Max Muncy swings, grounds to shortstop. Scooping it up, Danny Cerretti is the first in time. One shortstop puts out the other. Three up and three down go the Lugnuts. And the top of the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 8-3, Whitecaps leading the Nuts.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
entering the bottom of the eighth inning, and an 8-3 deficit for the Lugnuts to try to climb over. First, though, West Michigan coming up for their final chance to add some insurance to the lead. The last of the eighth, we'll see these Whitecaps stepping in. 1-2-3, Campos, Young, Soretti. Lansing lefty Jack Owen back to the mound. This time for a first full inning of work. It was Owen who retired Josh Crouch and Carlos Mendoza, ending the seventh and stranding a runner in scoring position. Deals. Ball one to Roberto Campos off the Owen curveball. Campos out of the leadoff spot is 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a sac fly. He's knocked in two of the eight. The pitch. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Adam Jaxa there. Thank you very much for keeping us company. Here it comes. A ground ball left side and past a diving Winkler. A base hit to left field for Campos. Second hit of the game. Elliott lobs it into shortstop, and it's a leadoff single.
It's been the story all night, Jesse. They just can't keep these guys off the bases. Good at bats from West Michigan. They're hitting the ball hard, spraying it around the yard, and again, the hits have continued to rack up both nights. What is that, 30 combined hits now between the two evenings?
Yes, 17 yesterday. Now Baker's dozen today. Here's Jace Young taking ball one down and away with a curve.
I mean, regardless of if your offense is putting up high numbers or not, that's just not going to get it done pitching-wise, and this has been a good staff. And give credit to West Michigan. They're hitting it hard.
And it's balanced. Young takes a fastball for a called strike. Yesterday, nobody on the Whitecaps had more than three hits, leading to 17 hits. And today, Campos two hits, Young two hits, Justice Bigby has three hits. He's a triple away from the cycle. The pitch. A breaking ball is bounced to third. Winkler gloves. Throws to second. Off the glove of Alex Campos, trickling on the right side of the infield. Campos dashes for third base, sliding in without a throw. Danny Bautista Jr. comes over, picks it up, and settles it down, jogging the ball into the mound. Well, Young at first and Campos to third on a fielder's choice and an error. Error on the third baseman Winkler on the throw.
Yeah, you won't see that much. Lansing just their 20th error this year, and they're the masters at turning the double play. We talked about it earlier. They did it three times yesterday, and that was a weakly hit ball where you had a chance, but still, that's a tough way to start this half inning.
Second error of the year on Winkler. Danny Soretti takes a ball low. Soretti is 1-for-4 with a first inning single. So he is 1-for-9 in the series, and he's just not carrying his share of the work compared to his teammates. The pitch outside. We've received the attendance here today, 1,782 at LMCU Ballpark, watching their Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts 8-3 and looking for more. Southpaw kicks and throws. Soretti drives it to right center field. Paris is on the run from center. In the right center gap, it's the right fielder Butler who makes the catch. From third base, Campos tags. He trots across home. A sack fly for Soretti. Young stays put at first base. The lead is 9-3. First RBI for Soretti today. 12 for the year. One out for Justice Bigby.
I mean, you certainly can't have the air, but it's as simple as this. For Jack Owen, who's a command guy, you can't get behind the first three batters in the order like he's done in each at bat.
Owen throws. Line drive, right field. Butler over to his left. He runs it down. Bigby retired. Young retreats to first.
And there you go. That's the first batter of this half inning where he's thrown a strike to open the at bat. And it's little room for error against the West Michigan team that is, again, playing so well offensively and seeing the ball at the plate.
Isaac Pacheco next. Pacheco is 0-for-4 with two strikeouts and a couple of groundouts to second. Lefty throws to lefty. Fastball up, ball one.
That's it, Jesse. I mean, that's, you can't help these guys out. And give them credit, they're putting a ton of pressure on the Lugnuts pitching staff.
Short lead at first for Young. Pacheco swings and fouls back a fastball. Ball into strike. Nine to three Whitecaps. Second game of this six-game set. Owen kicks and offers. Outside, ball two. Tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. first pitch, Mitch Myers on the hill for the Lugnuts. Wilkel Hernandez for West Michigan. 2-1, a breaking ball, lined foul. Off to the left, and back into the aluminum bleacher seats. Strike two. Then Friday, it's an early one, 11 a.m. for Jacob Waters to go to the mat against the Whitecaps lefty Carlos Pena, who is the Midwest League Pitcher of the Month for April. The Lugnut saw firsthand what Pena can do. Remember, everything soft, but he was messing around with the timing, he was quick pitching, he was hesitating. A 2-2. Outside, count is full. And then Saturday, back to 7:05 p.m., a night game for Blake Beers to match up with Garrett Burhan. Before Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m., Jack Perkins versus Jack O'Loughlin, yesterday's starting pitcher rematch. So night game, morning game, night game, afternoon game. Payoff. Breaking ball swung at and missed. Pacheco is gone. The inning is over. Another run on a hit and an error. One man left. West Michigan brings a 9-3 lead to the ninth.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Whitecaps have gone right back to the bullpen for the ninth inning, and Eric Pinales is now out of the ballgame. Gabe Sequeira's out. Well, Leandro Moreno tossed the first four innings, allowed the 3-run second, but nothing more. 6 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Then Aaron Haas, a perfect fifth, a perfect sixth. Sequeira allowed a single in the seventh inning, but nothing more. And then he fired a perfect eighth. And that leads the way to the right-hander Pinales, 6'2", 185 pounds. He's 24 years of age out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lansing is down 9-3. It'll go Susak, Batista Jr., and Elliott, 4-5-6 in the Lugnuts order. Try to get something going. Down by 6 runs and down to their final 3 outs. Right-hander against right-hander. Pinales to Susak. Outside for ball one.
One of the most fun names, I think, pitching-wise in the Midwest League. Pinales.
Pinales. Jack Winkler is 0-for. His 12-game on-base streak is on the line. Susak is 0-for. The pitch. Down and away. His 10-game on-base streak is on the line. Pinales from the stretch. A 2-0. High for ball three. Not only that, Adam, Daniel Susak has drawn a walk in 4 straight games. Now a strikeout looking, a pop out to short, a ground out to second. He has not made hard contact today. Pinales with a 3-0, right down the middle, strike called.
I'm just going to continue to say this until it starts happening.
Is it Pinales?
No. Yeah, I do like saying that, though. It's really going to be... It's important that Muncy and Susak start to get hot for these nuts.
On the 3-1. Inside, ball four. 5-pitch walk. Susak on. He's reached base for an 11th consecutive game.
And we saw it with Susak in that last homestand. He was excellent. That's got to continue. It's the first time he's reached in this one. Max had a base hit in the infield that he was able to leg out in the third. But other than that, 3 strikeouts and three balls in play that were outs for those two. And those are two first-rounders that are in the middle of the order every single night. And the Nuts need their production. They're great players. They have to start heating up for them.
Called strike one to Danny Bautista Jr., who is trying to do his part. Single and a steal that a run scored in the second inning and an Alex Campos RBI single. Singled in the fourth inning, lined out hard to right field in the sixth. 2-for-3. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, right field. Down the line to his left, Carlos Mendoza. He's under. He crosses the line to make the catch in foul ground. Susak walks back to first. Out number one in the top of the ninth inning. It really was encouraging to watch what Susak did at home the last 2 weeks. And now you'd like to see that transfer.
Yep. And then for Max, can Max start doing that with him? That's going to be the key. Can both guys start producing at the same time? Because then this lineup gets so much trickier to try and operate around.
Clark Elliott now, 0-for-3. The left-handed hitter takes a called strike one right down the middle. You look at the Lugnuts order. Just the batting averages coming in. And after where things currently stand, Butler today 1-for-4, the leadoff man, hitting 211. Winkler 0-for-4, 213. Muncy 1-for-4, 237. Susak 0-for-3 with a walk, 260. The pitch to Elliott. Down and in. You understand those averages, where they are, that is limiting what this offense can do.
And, you know, so much of baseball now is OBP and OPS, but this isn't a team that walks very much, so those averages kind of telling of what they're doing offensively, Jesse.
The extra base hits, too, they pale compared to other teams in the league. Elliott takes the ball down and in. Pinales is behind him.
So if you're not walking and you're not slugging, you're going to have an offense that's struggling, and that's what we're looking at here through a month and a half of play.
Down 9-3. One on, one out. The pitch to Elliott. Swing, going to miss. 2-2. Just coming into play today. The Lugnuts have had one game this year where they've scored at least 7 runs or more. And the opposition has had 7. Mm. And now today you can make it 8.
Back-to-back games here.
A 2-2 from Pinales. On its way. Inside corner, strike 3 call. Elliott's not convinced. Out number 2.
That's now a third Lugnut that has not liked that strike call on the right side of the plate. It was a couple of righties that took it, and now Clark, the first lefty, but they've all thought that the zone was a little bit expanded there on that side of the plate.
Well, down to their final out. Nuts trailing 9-3. Zahid Valenzuela takes a called strike from Pinales. Hello, Rosie. Valenzuela is 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch, a single and a run scored. Switch hitter batting left. Pinales offers. Flared foul off to the left side. Nothing and two. Down to their final strike. Let me say this. This West Michigan crowd this year, so far, has not been as bloodthirsty as we've seen them in past years. There have been past years where they were very loud.
Take off the blood, and I think we'll see the thirsty part tomorrow, Jesse.
Here's the pitch. Valenzuela takes a called strike 3, and this ball game is over. The breaking ball froze him from Pinales. Adam and I will wrap it all up when we return. West Michigan 9, Lansing 3, your final.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say.
Because if you won't, who will?
Welcome in the Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Lugnuts fall today 9-3 to the West Michigan Whitecaps in the second game of the six-game set from LMCU Ballpark in Comstock Park, Michigan. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam, it wasn't a 14-run, 17-hit attack for West Michigan today, but it was another convincing hometown victory.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we said the key at the start of this one was going to be Lansing's start, and they started really well. They gave up a bases-loaded situation in the bottom of the first, but they got out of it, and then their offense came through with clutch swings, three in a row with two outs. They had a 3-0 lead, so there you go. There's your good start, but unfortunately, it's a nine-inning ball game, and West Michigan stole the momentum right back. They get two straight half innings where they score after giving up three, go up 6-3, and the Lugnuts just couldn't score the rest of the way, Jesse. So this is a second straight game where not only you can't contain the West Michigan offense, but your offense has only scored in two of the 18 innings. I mean, you scored five runs in the eighth yesterday after the game is over. Give them credit for getting back into it. You score three runs in the second today and then don't put any pressure on West Michigan the rest of the game. That's just not going to get it done.
You want something eerie. Remember earlier this year when we talked about the Lugnuts hitting with the runners in scoring position? Well, earlier in the year, that was the big problem. There were guys all over the bases, and they could not hit with runners in scoring position. Yesterday, they went 3-for-7, and they lost 14-5. Three hits came in the 5-run eighth inning. That was it. They didn't have runners in scoring position the rest of the game. Today, they go 3-for-7 with runners in scoring position, but they get the three consecutive RBI singles in the second inning. The inning ends with Junior Perez getting thrown out at third base, and that was it pretty much for the offense.
I mean, it's just about getting base runners and putting pressure on the pitching staff, and they're not doing that. And on the flip side, West Michigan, all eight innings today, West Michigan had at least one base runner, and usually they had multiple base runners. They had multiple extra base hits. They had four doubles in a row. The Lugnuts didn't have a double in this game. So, again, we've talked about it. They're not hitting they're not slugging it right now. They're not getting extra base hits, and they're only scoring in an inning or two. It's gotta improve. Otherwise, you're gonna continue to lose.
We go looking into tomorrow's game, the third game of the six game series. Mitch Myers gets the ball against Wilkel Hernandez from the Whitecaps, and we really can focus either on the hitters and how they do against Hernandez and the Whitecaps' pen, or Mitch Myers getting the Lugnuts off to a good start.
Yeah, I think it's both, right? I mean, West Michigan's 18-11. They're showing you they're one of the best teams in the league through nearly a month and a half. So you're going to have to put together a great performance on the road. You need a good starting pitching performance from Myers, and you need the batters to put pressure on these Whitecaps. And you could use some power as well, some extra base hits to help you out. So maybe you don't string together hit after hit, but you can get a long ball and get on the board. Going to take something like that to defeat West Michigan because they're playing really good baseball right now.
Tomorrow night, 6:35, pregame show around 6:15, 6:20. And that's when we'll have the call. Then Friday morning, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon to close out the series and then right back home. Lugnuts against the Lake County Captains. And that is starting up next Tuesday, May 16th. Six-game series, Lugnuts at Jackson Field hosting Lake County. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. As far as today goes, I think that you've said all that you've wanted to say.
Yeah, besides great weather. I mean, no wind. The flag on the flagpole was still all night long, 75 degrees. Beautiful out, Jesse. Just need hopefully a win tomorrow.
All right, we look forward to it. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks to our pregame show guest, the sport performance coach, Stephen Thayer. And thanks to you for tuning in and keeping us company tonight. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your Wednesday. Lugnuts fall at West Michigan 9-3. Good night from LMCU Ballpark in Comstock Park, Michigan.